all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Is your Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa. Fog moves in tonight and lingers into our Tuesday morning drive. Our Tuesday is going to be mostly cloudy. Your high around 78 degrees with a 30% chance of showers after midnight. Wednesday, another rainy day coming our way here in Thunder Country.
KIIC.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment this time on Just Start Talking, I have Mary Van Gorp. She is with C1st Credit Union. And Mary, hey, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Phenomenal. Thank you so much for being with me. Our topic is going to be scammers, fraud, things on that nature, people taking money that is not theirs, but they think that they're fooling the individual that they're talking with. And how sad is that, that our society has gone to something that takes what is not theirs, you know, freely? Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, Pat, it's I've been with the credit union for, you know, just over 16 years now. And when I started in 07, fraud wasn't a thing. I mean, I shouldn't say it wasn't a thing. You would see it, but it was very, very few times you would see that. Today, financial institutions see it a multitude of times. In my position, I work with our call center where the calls for all of C1st come into. And our folks are constantly having conversations with somebody regarding fraud, whether it's fraud on their account, it's fraud on a debit card. It's actually gone rampant. It's very sad, like you said. And there's a lot of folks that fall victim, and it's devastating. It's very, very devastating to people to know that this person has gotten into my funds, has gotten into my livelihood, and it's frankly very scary.
And it's happening more and more, and consequently, we did have a listener that called in and said, we need to have a session on this. So that's the primary reason why we're doing this, is to give our listeners information about how to dodge this bullet, how to take care of it if it does happen, but most importantly, be on the lookout, and that has to be one of the main things. So let's talk about that a little bit on how to prevent in the first place.
You know, the first thing I'll talk about, Pat, is, if you're a credit union member, and if you're not a C1st credit union member, our website is here for education. You know, folks can go out to, it's www.c1stcu.com. And if you go to, on the right-hand side, if you go to news and blogs, click there. And then on the right-hand side, there's also fraud. And it shows you all the scams. It's clear back, you know, I was looking this morning, it takes you clear back into like 2021, 2020 of different scams that we have seen as an organization that we're trying to educate our members. Like I said, you don't have to be a C1st member. Take advantage. It breaks down the scams. Like, for instance, in May of this year, there was a mortgage postcard scam. It was a C1st scam because they are not a C1st scam, but C1st name was associated with this postcard saying, hey, there's some problems with your mortgage. Please contact us. And the number that was on there, you know, it's not a C1st number, or they've spoofed the number, and then folks start to call or can start to call in. They start to have questions. Anytime you receive, C1st isn't going to send something via a postcard. We're going to send something secure mail. More than likely, we're going to pick up the phone and we're going to call our members, have the conversation. It's going to be a verified conversation, so I know that I'm talking to Pat Powers and I have the right person on the phone. But anytime you get these types of things, contact your financial institution. Don't open a hyperlink from a text message. Don't open one from an email. That's giving the fraudsters access to your computer and everything that you have, and then that's where it starts.
I think the biggest thing that I just got out of what you said is to be aware of things that are amiss. They don't seem right. I've gotten texts as well that says the United States Postal Service says that there's a package at the mailbox there at the post office and that I should contact them, and there's a number. And lo and behold, it's not the United States Post Office. Just something as simple as that.
Yeah, or it's a link. They want you to click on a link. I've gotten them from Amazon, and it's not. It's truly not from Amazon. So that's the biggest thing is when you see it, folks panic. They panic 100% when they're like, ooh, there's something wrong with your account. So they're like, oh, okay, I have to click here, or I have to give you access. Or if somebody calls you, for instance, our process, and I know every financial institution is going to have some sort of process. It may be different than what Community First is. Even if I know you and I've worked with you as a member, I'm going to call you. I'm going to verify your information. I'm going to verify things that a fraudster wouldn't necessarily know. Most of our members have passwords on their accounts, some different things like that. So that way, you know that it's your financial institution calling you, then you're free to give that information. If somebody just picks up the phone and starts to say, hey, I'm a representative from, you know, Community First Credit Union, and they don't ask you some of those further verification questions, it's not who that person is. I would say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and call my representative. I'm going to call who I know and get off the phone. You don't have to have that conversation, or personally go to your financial institution if you're able to and talk to somebody face-to-face.
It's scary that they work very quickly as well. They are rapid fire on their words. They're rapid fire on, I need this, I need this. And the reason for that is so that they can get your stuff and boom, they leave and you don't know who that you talked to or anything on that nature.
You're 100% correct, Pat. They are going to make it sound like everything is gone if you don't give me this right now. And that is not the case. So, you know, it's really hard when you start to panic sometimes to have your faculties about you. The best thing to do, hang up the phone, and like I said, call your financial institution. And, you know, I talked about what CFIRST has. I'm going to say other financial institutions have the same types of things. Get out on your friend Google, and just like this morning, I just Googled fraud scams 2024. There's a whole list of things that are happening out there. One of the ones that we see or that we've heard about is the grandparent scam, where the fraudster calls a grandparent and says, your grandchild is in trouble, they're in jail, they're this, they're that, they need help, they need money. They don't say a name, and then a grandparent will say, oh, is it such and such? No, is it Jimmy? And they're like, oh, yes, we have Jimmy. And those folks will give information over the phone. Because they care about their loved one and they're concerned and they're like, they're calling me because they have no other avenues. Those are what's scary. The fraudsters pick on individuals that they know will listen to them, will be trusting. Our elderly, they trust. They come from a completely different world where a handshake was very, very important. It was very binding. There was a lot of trust. Unfortunately, today, that's not the world that we have. They do prey on those individuals because they know they can get something from them. They will also prey on those that are less fortunate, that a $1,000 or a $2,000 check sent to somebody in the mail could be is a world of difference for them financially. Those are the types of folks that they look for and they find.
I'm chatting with Mary Kay Van Gorp. She's with the CFIRST Credit Union with several locations in the KIIC listening area. And I like what you said earlier, Mary Kay. You can go into a branch, whether you're a member or not, of CFIRST Credit Union and get this fraud info in pamphlets or just talking face-to-face. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do have pamphlets in there that our fraud department provides us. You know, it's our website. We'll be glad to have those conversations. You know, your financial institution, it's a lot of work on the backside for your financial institution when these things happen to your folks. So we want to educate you so you don't fall a victim to fraud. The other one, Pat, that we see, it's called a romance scam. Folks will go out, they'll put a fake profile. Maybe it's on a dating site or it'll be on, like, social media. Most of the time it's Facebook, and they will friend somebody. They will friend. We've seen it females, we've seen it with males. They'll friend somebody that's lonely, that really wants love, and I've seen him talk to them for months and months and months at a time, and then it's, I'm able to come see you. Unfortunately, I can't get to my funds. Can you send me money? Will you wire me money? And then I'll get to come see you. They've literally had folks say, this is my fiance, and my fiance is coming home to see me. And one of the first things we ask, or I ask, is, okay, let's talk a little bit about this. How, you know, tell me about your relationship. We find out really quick that they have never met this person face to face, but they're gonna marry this individual. And it's really, really sad. I have seen some people sit across the table from myself and some of our other folks, and they're heartbroken because they truly have develop a strong relationship to find out that it's fraud, and that I've seen thousands of dollars be sent. And when you send a wire, we try as a financial institution to get those funds back. Once they go, they're gone. Or MoneyGram, money will go via MoneyGram. And again, once it goes, it's gone. And that's probably the one that bothers me the most, is to see somebody so happy, and then we're sitting there telling them, and a lot of times they don't believe us, and we pull it up on the internet, we pull the information from our website, and sometimes folks go, oh my goodness, I've been scammed, and sometimes they walk out the door, and they go find another method to send the money, and they're still scammed.
My goodness gracious. I'm talking with Mary Kay Van Gorp. She's with C-First Credit Union, with several branches in the KIIC listening area. So let's assume something that they have been the victim. What could they actually do if they're the victim? Is there any recourse? You just said if they wire the money, boom, it's gone. What is their path of travel?
You know, when that happens, yes, come see us. The wire is probably one of the most difficult. What we really hope is they come to us beforehand. But unfortunately, folks do fall a victim, or they become a victim of identity theft. Some of the really good things you can do, again, you can just go out and Google, if I've been a victim, and there's websites, and they'll walk you exactly through what you need to do. You know, placing some, you know, locking down your credit report, making sure that somebody can't go out and get credit in your name. We think our information is very, very secure. It's not. They can go out on the black web and they can find information that you never in a million years think that they can find, or some place gets hacked. And most places are extremely, extremely safe. But unfortunately, like I talked about earlier, our fraudsters are good. They're very smart. Whenever you put something in place, they're probably three steps ahead of you already. And the financial institutions across the board have to continue to work and educate and try to keep up with the fraudster. So, you know, you can lock down your credit. When you're at your financial institution, you're going to close out that old account. You're going to get a new account established. You know, if it's credit cards, that credit card's going to get canceled. You're going to get a new card. You know, you'll get new debit cards. And if you're, you know, truly a victim, you can go out to, like, the Federal Trade Commission website, local police. So, you know, a lot of times you're going to have to go and file a police report. There's just a lot of things that falls into it. Probably the best thing for the individual to do when this happens is to go to your financial institution, and we can help you walk through the different steps. We all have lists of things of, okay, if this happened, let's do this. If this happened, we can do this. Today, we see a lot of individuals giving out their online banking information because for whatever reason, they're on the phone with their fraudster and they've convinced them, oh, hey, I need to help you here because this has happened. So when that does happen, we get that online banking shut down. We talk to a lot of folks. If you've given a fraudster access to your computer, you need to get to an expert to get your computer cleaned. If it's a cell phone, cell phones, you can't clean a cell phone, but you can do a factory reset. And if that's something that you don't know how to do, get to your local, you know, cell phone provider. They'll talk to you. Your financial institution is going to tell you to make sure and go in and reset passwords on anything that you've had. And the other really, really good thing for folks, today we have a lot going on in our minds and we use a lot of the same passwords. Don't use the same password for all your different logins. You really do need to mix it up, because again, our fraudsters are smart. They'll see a pattern and they'll see the trend, and unfortunately they'll get access to things that you do not want them to have access to.
Wow, I'll tell you, there's a lot to take in, and that's the crazy thing about it. I'm talking with Mary Kay Van Gorp with C-First Credit Union, with several locations in the KIIC listening area. So Mary Kay, one of the things that I wanted to chat with is sometimes the elderly is very you know, conscientious about saying, I want to help, I want to do this, so on and so forth. There's so many times that you've talked about you need to get on Google or things on that nature. They may not have access to that. So talk about that.
The best thing that you can do, Pat, is contact us. We'll walk them through, or even better, go to your financial institution. A lot of times your elderly, they may not be computer savvy. We will walk people through every step. We will help them. We will make phone calls. I know other financial institutions will do the same thing. We're there to help. Like I said a little bit ago, it's a lot of work on the back end for your financial institution. So when it happens, don't go, oh, well, I'll wait and see. Go in right away. Start to have the conversations, see what's happened, and talk through the prevention. Other things folks can do, if you do have the online banking like I was talking about, make sure you're watching your statement, that you see what's coming in and out of your account, because the fraudster will get access in some cases because something's been hacked somewhere else that you've used your card. Maybe it's a merchant that's been hacked. It's, you know, in those cases, that's how they get access. Make sure you know what's coming in and out of your account. They start little, things that you might not see, a dollar here, $2 there. You know, you don't really think much about it. So really watch every one of those transactions. If you're individuals that don't have online banking, go through your statement. Make sure that you are keeping track of what your balance is. And there's other avenues. There's phone banking. Folks can call in. They can get balances. They can see transactions that have cleared through phone banking. It doesn't have to be online banking. But I think if nobody takes anything from what I've said today, please make sure that you are very, very aware and that you are balancing your account. Because I've seen folks that don't, and then they're down the road 6 months, and it's like, well, where did this come from? The regulations with fraud and things that we were able to do as a financial institution, there's time frames on them. If you wait too long, there's some things that our hands are tied. We always, always try to dispute transactions through Shazam or through Visa. Sometimes we're unsuccessful, but we do everything we can on our end. So again, folks just really, really need to know what's coming in and out of their account.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm talking with Mary Kay Van Gorp. She's with the C-First Credit Union. We're talking about fraud protection, and it's just not the elderly. It is anybody in the world in terms of if you've got a bank account, you are susceptible to this activity. But I like what we talked about earlier. If you receive an email or a text that doesn't seem right, it should be a red flag, and people need to keep that in mind. I think that, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure in this particular instance. So to be, quote unquote, on guard financially.
Absolutely. You know, and I talked earlier about that postcard scam. When you look at it, the postcard that came out, it said Community First Credit Union, but they spelled out first. So really look at what you're reading, you know, because we aren't spelled out first. We're the one ST. So that right there should be the first thing of, oh, well, that's not even how Community First spells their name. Make sure that you're reading everything that's on there, that they actually have it accurate. We've seen stuff that's maybe our logo isn't 100% correct on the information that's coming. So, again, we get nervous. We start to kind of freak out, which is 100% human nature. Take a deep breath. Look at it. That way you can start to not panic and then reach out to your financial.
So let's go ahead and talk about from here on out. You know, let's assume that we get this information that you've been giving us, Mary Kay, and people say, you know what, I'm still a little leery. There are some people who don't use credit cards. There's some people who don't use online banking. That's their prerogative. But in today's world, the electronic gizmos, so to speak, is what so many people go with. Talk about people's preference on how they take care of their money.
You know, I think, again, like I talked about, is knowing and balancing. If you're not an electronic person, that's okay, but know what's in your account. That's what happens is that fraudster will get access. You know, if you are someone that uses checks, they can still get that information. You know, if you go to Hy-Vee or whatever your grocery store is, those things can still be hacked. Whoever processes the checks, you know, wherever those come through, those things can still happen. They can still get access to those routing and account numbers, making sure you know what's in your account, whether it's keeping a balance, making sure when your statement comes, that you go through your statement and reconcile your account and not wait 30, 60, 90 days, because that's what gets people into trouble is just the awareness of not knowing. So that's the biggest thing. If you're a not electronic user, it's okay, but know 100% what you're doing. I do see some folks that some of our, we talked about our elderly, some of those individuals, they'll use a credit card. They'll put all of their transactions for the month on a credit card. They've got themselves budgeted. They know 100% of what's coming in, what's going out, and then they make one payment to the credit card. Credit card, you know, when that happens, if your card gets frauded, it's an easier process because that card can be shut off automatically. There are dispute processes. The fraudster doesn't have access to your bank account, you know. So those are some of the things is when they get access to your bank account, that's when they start to dwindle your funds. Again, there are still ways for your financial institution to dispute and go through the transaction process. It's a little bit longer. You know, most of your financial institutions will give a provisional credit once they see that there's been some kind of fraud. It's usually a 24-hour process that they'll get the money put back into your account as your financial institution goes and fights the fact that you've been a victim of fraud and kind of walk through those things. But I think, Pat, the biggest thing is awareness and know 100% what's going on in your account. In the other side, if you are a debit card user, not using that debit card out on sites, I just wouldn't use it online. That's what's great about a credit card. I know not everybody has a credit card or even wants to have a credit card. Financial institutions, most of them have some type of prepaid option. You know, our credit union, we have a prepaid debit card that you can use. That way, that's the only funds that are put on there. Know what your transaction is. Use that card. If the fraudster gets it, they're not getting anything because that card has nothing else on it. So there are ways to really protect yourself. But again, it's just being smart, very cognizant of where you're putting your debit card and where you're spending those funds.
That is very interesting to hear. Utilize the credit card on those online purchases as opposed to the debit card. That is something mm-hmm. to think about. A lot of people take it for granted. But what about mm-hmm. at the gas station? You know, that could be scammed as well if they use a debit card, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that's unfortunately one of those things. Somebody could be sitting in a parking lot with a scammer. They can get the information. When I go, I pay at the pump. I never put my PIN number in. I always pay as a credit card. Again, I watch my online banking daily. I know exactly what's coming in and out of my accounts. You can go pay inside. You know, that's something you can walk in. You can pay inside versus paying at the pump. Today, the fraudsters' electronic devices that they can put on machines are insane. Fortunately, the pumps or your ATMs or things like that they could have devices. A lot of those are smart devices today, and they can detect if there's some type of device on there. You know that, ooh, something's happened. Your financial institutions are going to have a process. We check our ATM machines every day to make sure there is nothing foreign that's put on our ATM that we don't know about. So there's a lot of checks and balances that your financial institution puts in place to protect their members. Or on an ATM side, it's a non-member because anybody's going to use your ATM. But you definitely have those checks and balances in play to do is everything we can to mitigate as much of that risk we can for the member.
I'm not saying I'm paranoid, but I just checked my bank account with my smartphone to make certain, you know, like you said, it's something that you need to be aware of each and every day.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to, and like you said, Pat, I don't want to scare folks. Don't change your life just because you think you're going to be a victim or something's going to happen. What you can do is make sure it's the checks and balances in place, that you know what you've spent, that you're keeping track. Don't change what you do, but just be aware.
That makes so much sense. I've been talking with Mary Kay Van Gorp. She's with C-First Credit Union with several branches in the KIIC listening area. And, of course, if you want to listen to this podcast on Just Start Talking all over again, you can do so by going to www.kiicradio.com and select that audio vault tab that's at the top banner there. And on the right side, you'll be able to see those podcasts and listen to this one or any of those others all over again. Mary Kay, thank you so much for being with me here on Just Start Talking with this edition of Fraud Protection.
Thank you, Pat.
Just like the music of the whistle that the old locomotive made. So when you smell smoke and the cinder, just slip back your head.
Johnny Lee and Cherokee Fiddle. Hi, I'm Rob in the news. The FDA has approved a new drug that treats Alzheimer's. That's some awesome news there. And in other news, Justin Timberlake was spotted taking golf lessons in New York City. Also, now he has someone to help him to drive, huh?
Came from Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got one way to get on the next bus for Boulder, and it won't take long to say goodbye. She was working at a diner just a week ago, when a man from Colorado smiled and said hello, and he turned her head with stories about a cabin in the trees where the wind can sing your love song beneath snow-capped mountain peaks. Now she's packed her favorite blue jeans and her favorite cowboy boots, left her apron at the diner for someone else to use. One last look in the mirror at the girl she used to be. Then the driver takes her ticket and she tries to fall asleep. She came from Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. She's got a one-way ticket on the next bus for Boulder, and it won't take long to say goodbye. And somewhere in the long dark night, the snow began to fall. Oh, the world outside was sparkling white when she heard the driver call. Everyone off now for Boulder and have a real nice day. He was waiting on the platform and he raised his hand away, and she offered no resistance as he took her to his cabin. And that diner in the distance seemed just like it never happened. She came from Fort Worth. Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got a